Making Stone Soup by Gaia Lant. During the last few years, organizers for Beyond War have discovered that most people feel very busy or even overwhelmed by the requirements of their lives. It is often difficult for people to imagine how they can fit in volunteering to help build a world beyond war. One problem is that we are a culture of extremes, and many times people only want to get involved if they can spend as much time and energy as they would like to help. In response, we who are already involved often speak of making stone soup. Most readers probably know the story of the traveler who comes to a starving village, arriving hungry. He notices that each household is in distress. He builds a fire and puts water and a small, clean stone in a pot. As curious villagers come by to be warmed by the fire, they learn that he is making stone soup. When they ask to taste, the traveler says yes, but they must contribute something, maybe just a carrot or an onion. As the villagers begin to do this, a tasty and nourishing soup, which they share, results. Whether you, respected reader, choose to join Beyond War or to work in some other way toward the same goals, we encourage you to think in terms of stone soup, because this kind of simplicity and creativity is a workable recipe for a sustainable movement. The seeds of success are in returning again and again with what you can do, leveraging your efforts with others and building a community of people who understand that war is obsolete and we all live on one planet. We are one. This study series provides a framework for understanding how it is possible to build a world beyond war. Experienced legislator Denis Kucinich integrates many of the ideas in his essay, Evolutionary Politics. Margaret Wheatley provides hopeful context in her article, Toward Sanity in a Time of Chaos. Martin Luther King Jr. shares the perspective of war and how it affects individuals and society. The last information pieces in this session speak directly to the logistics and barriers to effective action, to advocate for a new way of thinking and acting by people and governments. In order for a new way of thinking and acting to become the cultural norm in our society, the vast majority of nonviolent solutions and actions must come to be of intense interest to many citizens. We have to want a world beyond war, have some idea of how to construct it, and to advocate vigorously for its creation. Not only must we as citizens be sufficiently educated, but we must take the time to explore and come to love constructive ideas and solutions. We must also be grateful for the chance to work with other people to promote these ideas over time. We will find sustainability in promoting these ideas in the context of community. We must emerge from the losses of September 11, 2001, and the acts of violence and war that have followed that day, determined to work to prevent such events in the future of North America and everywhere else in the world. Education is action. In response to Einstein's wisdom, we must change our modes of thinking and acting and build a world beyond war. Read by Eileen Hanna. The last information pieces in this session speak directly to the logistics and barriers to effective action to advocate for a new way of thinking and acting by people and governments. In order for a new way of thinking and acting to become the in order for a new way of thinking and action to become the cultural norm in our society. The vast territory of nonviolent solutions and actions must come to be of intense interest to many citizens. We have to want a world beyond war, have some idea of how to construct it, and to advocate vigorously for its creation. Not only must we as citizens be sufficiently educated, but we must take the time to explore and come to love constructive ideas and solutions. We must also be grateful for the chance to work with other people to promote these ideas over time. We will find sustainability in promoting these ideas in the context of community. We must emerge from the losses of September 11, 2001, and the acts of violence and war that have followed that day, determined to work to prevent such events in the future of North America and everywhere else in the world. Education is action. In response to Einstein's wisdom, we must change our modes of thinking and acting and build a world beyond war. Read by Eileen Hannah.